We're all excited about that. And we'll talk more about the Hot Dog Festival in just a moment after we talk with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, who I'm sure wants to talk about the Hot Dog Festival, Mayor.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
We're doing good today.
Good, good. I just wanted to get on here real quick and remind everyone, as if they don't know, what's going on this weekend. So we're excited for the Hot Dog Festival. As we know, this is one of the biggest community events that we have throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
This just doesn't take one or two people. This is everybody working together, and that's what Frankfort's so good at. So Main Street, Chamber, City of Frankfort departments, all the departments are involved. It just takes a lot of people to put this event together, and I've been hearing really great things about the concerts that's going to be held.
Me too. I checked out a couple of them on YouTube the other night. The Garth Brooks tribute band, No Fences, is very, very good. And
yes.
I think they're actually originally, Mayor, from Southwest Indiana, so they're actually Hoosier guys.
Yeah, so that's exciting that we're going to have some Hoosiers here. But I just wanted to remind everyone that, you know, we've got a lot of events planned. There's a lot of things going on. I just pray that everybody is safe. You know, they are careful when they're out there. There's a lot of traffic and a lot of different detours and things going on. So just be safe and enjoy yourself. And we're going to go for another successful hot dog festival.
I think we always expect a good turnout and a good crowd. It keeps you busy anyway, even if you're not dealing with post-COVID things and construction and more construction and then even more construction. It keeps you busy anyway. But when you have all this, I mean, all the people who I kind of see it and you kind of see it, Mayor, because we talk to these people every day or every other day, but all the behind the scenes with Chief Shoemaker and Jason Forsyth with the Streets Department. And like I said, I saw some of Jason's guys down there weed eating the courthouse square last night, and Kim Stevens out there at 8:30 striping lines, you know.
Absolutely. That's what I said. It's not just one person doing this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of planning that goes into this, a lot of time and effort. And it's so important, you know, then that we support that and get out and show how much we appreciate all the time and effort that they put into it. You know, like I said, Chief Shoemaker and Jason Forsyth, they were planning this for months. I mean, we've been talking about this for months. We're going to do the detours. Can we do the hot dog festival? You know, but we wanted to do it. So we wanted to be successful, and we wanted to be a safe environment. So I think I've heard Kim Stevens say before, just as soon as this one's over, she starts planning the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, I told her, take a couple days anyway. You know, you come back Tuesday if you had to, I guess.
Yeah.
And NDOT's been pretty good to work with, too. Of course, they're an easy target. It's easy to make fun of them and give them a hard time. But as we had the NDOT representative on yesterday, she was talking about how they do it hours and several minutes, however long it takes to get a detour figured out, talking to local officials and then a press release and making sure everybody's on the same page. It doesn't happen by accident, that's for sure.
No, it does not. And there's some factors they don't even know about until they start it. You know, it's like the Hoke Avenue situation. They didn't think it was going to end up having to take as long as it is, but as we're going to see in August, it's going to have, you know, some shutdowns. So, but NDOT has worked with the city. We have been in constant contact with NDOT, and they've been so good to work with. Actually, I was at the progress meeting earlier this week, and they said they want us to have a successful hot dog festival. They'll do what they can on their part, you know, to help us with the tour or anything that they can do. So, and I know they do. You know, it's taken longer than we expected. We had hoped to have the west end of 28 open by Hot Dog Festival, but things come up and they just were not able to do that. So we're going to make the best of it, and we're going to have a great time.
That's the thing. That's what I kept telling everyone, too, is let's work with what we got. You know, we know it's going to be a good time. If people can just be patient getting there. I love the I've been trying to promote all I can the shuttle, too. If you go over to the high school, just park there and let them bring you downtown.
Exactly. And also then the Hall of Fame, the Hot Dog Hall of Fame,
Saturday
they're
going
to have it out at the high school.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'll be great. I think they're inducting 8 this year, I think. Yeah. That's pretty neat.
I'm excited about that. I have a classmate that's going to be honored this year. So.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Yep. So it's exciting. So our class is getting together this evening and spend some time and.
Oh, like a little reunion of sorts?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, so we're all excited.
Oh, fun. Well, Mayor, before we let you go, I wanted to just get a quick thought on your press release yesterday. I'm guessing after plenty of prayer and discussion and talking and planning things with your family, you decided to make a go of it for four more years as the leader of Frankfort, huh?
Absolutely. And as you said, I've spent a lot of time in prayer, discussing with my family, my friends, and this is not, a quick decision, not something I decided overnight. And I'm excited to serve the community for another 4 years. I think we've had a great over 2 years now, although we fought through the pandemic, but look where we are today.
Yeah.
So many great things are happening, but there's so many more things that I want to see accomplished in this community. And I have a great love for this community and hope to serve.
It's interesting, when you came in, when you were caucused in, it was pre-COVID because we didn't know about that yet, but we would know less than a month later. And there were like two or three projects that were in the middle of being built and done. And there were two or three projects that we really needed and they hadn't even started yet. But there's been a lot in the last 2 years happen here.
Absolutely. I came in on March 2nd of 2020, and by March, I think it was March 13th or 15th, the school systems had, pretty much closed down. Things have closed down. So within about 10 to 15 days.
It was a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, we were living in a whole different world.
Yeah.
So any plans that you might have had, those were put on hold because right then our concern focused on the safety and the health of our community. So we just kind of had to do that. We were, of course, Prairie Creek Park was in the middle of being finished up, and mm-hmm. they also had some COVID issues and equipment issues and trying to get materials. And so that was a little bit of a delay. But as we see today, we worked through it. We made it. There we are.
Yeah.
Thank you, the prior administration for putting that into place, and we were able to get that completed. And of course, then we had the Aquatic Center that we had already received bids. They were over about $1.5 million. And at that time, we just thought, what are we going to do? And then, to go forward. And about 10 days later, really wasn't much of a choice at that point because mm-hmm. we were told that our revenues might be cut, from income tax, which is how we're going to pay the bond payments. So the council and myself, finance committee, we met and we decided at the time it was best to just put that on hold. And so once we thought we were financially stable again, we went back and reevaluated. And, of course, we've had to make cuts. We've
sure.
had to do some signs, but we're still going to have a nice aquatic center. And same with the police department. It's something that was in the making. And we knew we wanted to do it, but just couldn't do it right then. Because, there again, that's income tax. It's going to pay off that bond. So you can't commit the city and the finances of the city if you're not sure they're going to be there.
Be there, yeah, for sure.
You've got to make sure that you're going to get those revenues in. But thankfully, things have gotten better from the income tax side. But, we're still seeing the effects of COVID mm-hmm. and the struggle that it made for all of us. Mm-hmm. It was a pandemic that none of us have ever dealt with before. But I think we've done a great job making our way through it and still being successful. And it's still a struggle every day. We're still seeing, cost of living going up and materials not being able to be purchased.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting there.
We are getting there, yes. We're on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had mentioned the police station. I drove past that a couple days ago, and they don't have any walls yet or anything. But, wow, the concrete is poured, and that area is really starting to take shape.
It is. I think they're, coming along really well. Let's just hope the weather still cooperates. But, that's another big factor in it. And, of course, getting materials again, as we mm-hmm. talked about. So we do know that we're going to have a transformer to put in out there because we went ahead and purchased that a few months ago, knowing that if we didn't do that, there's a possibility it could be months before we could get one. So
yeah, I'm glad we were thinking ahead on that one.
We were planning ahead.
You have
to. That's what we have to think. That's right. Absolutely right.
Well, Mayor, thanks for being available. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you. Thank you, and everyone have a safe and happy